Welcome back. You, of course, are listening to Davin's Den in studio. Joe Curry, as always.
Hello.
And, of course, doing us a favor, hanging out with us tonight, Sensei Russ Ferdico from Family Martial Arts.
Great time with our pal. Great time, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
No problem, dude.
Well, happy to have you. So, last segment, we were talking about my how my daughter's paying for my sins in girls' softball, baby, and how the world is paying for Joe's sins at the gas station. Making friends wherever he goes. I wish I could have been there to bust your balls on that.
Joe's a man of the world.
He really is. He's an inspiration is what he is. All right, speaking of inspirational people, I'm sure you guys are aware in the news the past couple weeks has been Kim Davis, this Christian woman. Democrat, a lot of my Republican friends like to point out. She's a Democrat.
You gotta be fair. You gotta be fair.
Jackasses can vote on both sides. It doesn't matter. I don't care. But a Democrat who's been married four times, has had twins out of wedlock, but is the darling of the Christian right now because she's a clerk in Kentucky, and she does not want to give licenses for gay marriages, which the Supreme Court said you have to do. That's now the law of the land. And she's been upset by this, and it's been a whole hubbaloo. What's the word, Joe?
Hullabaloo.
That's the word. You guys can say that I can't. So, CNN did a nice recap of this. So we'll listen to that, and then we shall discuss. And then we got another story, too.
Both doing her job and not stepping down, and at the same time not violating.
That's what you tell me every week.
Was it worth it? Yes or no?
Kim Davis. From jail, cheered by a crowd of supporters.
The Bible trumps man's law every day.
Praise
the Bible
Jesus.
Is the word of
I
God.
I say, believe
shut
in
up,
Jesus
shut
Christ.
Up.
A small Kentucky town, now at the epicenter for discontent with the Supreme Court's historic ruling, making same-sex marriage legal coast to coast. A county clerk, now a cause celeb for the religious far right.
It seems like the minority rules now instead of the majority in this country.
Her supporters saying her rights are being trampled.
If somebody needs to go to jail, I'm willing to go in her place.
Two Republican presidential candidates visited Kim Davis before her release, Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee.
The courage of her convictions was more important than simply even her own freedom. And she was willing to go to jail for what she believed.
Davis says she cannot issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. Her repeated refusal led a federal district judge to jail her, ordering her deputy clerks to do the job. They're complying.
Thank you.
And because of that, the same judge ordered Davis released from jail, instructing her not to interfere.
What happens at this point if a same-sex couple goes to that office this week? Will Kim Davis allow them to pick up a marriage license?
Well, Kim Davis has never changed her position. She'll do her job. She won't violate her conscience. So whatever the consequences of that are, Kim Davis is not going to violate her conscience.
Davis is waging her fight on three fronts, arguing an accommodation should be made for her religious beliefs by either the courts, the Kentucky State Legislature, or the governor, Steve Beshear, who instructed all clerks to issue licenses to all couples after the SCOTUS ruling.
I don't see that the religious freedom law has been trampled on. What you had here was a public official who voluntarily ran for election to that office. She decided she could pick out the duties that she would perform and not perform some of the others.
The clerk says she'll go back to work this week, but she won't do the whole job.
Is she prepared to go back to jail for this?
Kim Davis has thought a lot and prayed a lot about her decision, and she's prepared for the consequences of both doing her job and not stepping down, and at the same time not violating her conscience.
That was courtesy of CNN. Let me update that. She's now back at work, and her clerks, her deputy clerks, are handing out marriage licenses. She wants her name removed from it, this, that, the other thing. But she's back at work, and she's not under arrest. All right, so let's get into this, because we're going to get into Kim Davis, and then later on we're going to do a story about a Muslim flight attendant who has problems with aspects of her job.
Yeah.
So we'll get into this. All right, let's get – the broad question is – does she have the right to refuse to do part of her job due to the argument of religious freedom?
No.
No.
Okay, we all agree on that.
No, absolutely. You can't. First of all, if she was really was the religious woman she's selling herself to be, which obviously she's not, four times married, twins out of wedlock.
Well, she's one of these people.
You can't pick your sin.
Well, no, but she's one of these people that came to it lately, like a lot of people do, these born-agains. She came to it a couple of years ago. A lot of times when you've had a really fun life, You come to religion a little bit later on and decide nobody should have the fun you had.
I was raised Catholic, and I'll tell you this. Growing up, I noticed there were two kinds of people in church generally. Families trying to teach their kids something, either culturally or religiously,
mm-hmm.
or people who shouldn't be like within 150 yards of a school. Okay,
right.
Really. People would pass so perverted, I'll say. You know, so this woman's dictating. You know, she found Jesus great, wonderful. I hope
Jesus was playing peekaboo.
But I hope it's working out for her. But you know what? For her, you know, knowing that, you know, she has broken several rules of the Bible.
That's more of the who it. That's more of the messenger here.
Okay.
But should we be able to claim, I can't do this because of my religious beliefs?
No.
You can't. The deal is this. Okay. It's the law. It is the law. Number one, she is not carrying out. What is the law?
And she's an elected official, too.
Why she hasn't been fired.
Right. Number two, it is separation of church and state. If you feel that this is going against your beliefs, you step down, or what they might do is amend, take her name off the licenses. Yeah. Which would be fine, but it is and believe me, I am a right winger, you know, but it is so blatant. And if she is not going to defy the law and come in contempt of court as an elected official, she goes to jail.
Absolutely, it's a no brainer, man.
Yeah.
It really is. She took an oath.
Yeah,
as a public servant, and your job as a public servant is to obey the law of the land, local, state, and federal.
Well, she would say, and I agree with you guys on this, but she would say, well, the law changed since I took that
leave.
Yep. Well, I mean, that really, you know, I'll give you guys
leave in protest. It would have been more admirable.
Have you heard of an amendment?
Yeah.
It
would have been more admirable for this bozo to resign in protest and have Mike Huckabee standing there.
Well, we'll get to him.
Then it would have been for her to take this route.
Yeah.
Now, one of the arguments you heard from one of the protesters before Joe starts trampling all over it like a lummox.
Oh, come on. I
know the comedy goal, but we got a show to do.
I was ducking. I was getting ready for him to start throwing change at it.
Funny.
Well, you heard one of the things you heard was the argument, God's law over law of the land.
No.
I agree. If you're doing that, then I think we're talking Sharia. We're talking about a theocracy.
Listen, I can find any passage in the Bible that can give me permission, if read a certain way, to do really horrible things.
Can you bring those passages over?
Okay.
I want an excuse.
Really, I mean, if you want to pick and choose, you want to go through the Bible, okay, even the Quran, the Torah, what have you, any religious text read out of context can be very, very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at Islam.
That's not the argument here.
But that was just the general,
it's all religion. There are Christians who do it as well.
Right, right.
Catholics did the Catholic
but
Church.
But the argument is God is obviously more powerful than any law that man can write. That's, I'm guessing, that argument.
When I'm in church, there is a separation. Why am I yelling? Well, there's a separation.
Because it's what you do. You see me and you see gas attendants.
Like, I was just saying, like, I'm getting gas
67.
Again.
Joe, stop throwing quarters at me. I don't appreciate
right.
it.
But that's the thing. It's a, you know, if you have your values and you take them to church, it's a separation of church and state.
Absolutely.
This is the law. This is the law now. And this is the law that you're to follow as an elected official. If you don't want to follow it, then you step down. You do not refuse to carry it out. And if you refuse to carry it out and come into contempt of court, you go to jail.
Period.
And, you know, the judge tried to work with her. The judge said, listen, well, here's what we'll do. We'll have your deputy clerks do it. You just can't interfere with it.
Exactly.
And
which
she's like, no, no.
More than reasonable.
I promise that.
Yes.
But one of the arguments we also heard was the statement that the minority seems to rule over the majority. I hear that a lot. Because everybody wants to feel put upon. That's the new thing. Everybody's out to get me.
Yeah.
But if you look at
our society of victims.
Yes.
Really. Yeah.
But the Constitution, one of the beautiful things about the Constitution, the way our government was formed, is it's supposed to protect
minorities from having their rights trampled.
Everybody, correct, everybody.
Which is what the Supreme Court did here. They didn't want the rights of homosexuals to be trampled.
You know what bothers me about the whole issue? And everybody on both sides lost sight of the reality of what we're dealing with. It wasn't about gay marriage. Some people look at me when I say that like I have 10 heads. It wasn't. It was about equal access to the law. Do tax-paying Americans deserve equal access to the law?
Well, before we got to the gay marriage, they were going to start recognizing them as civil unions so they could get the benefits.
That was actually Giuliani used that model for New York City, and for the most part, it worked. It provided equal access to the law.
But isn't that kind of like what we used to do with African Americans in like the 50s back in the day, separate but equal? I mean, it's kind of the same thing, and that was ruled.
Well,
you
separate,
can't do that.
I'm sorry, separate but equal, and what do you mean by
well,
that?
Well, because it used to be like you could say, well, black people can't use this bathroom as long as he provided another bathroom for black people.
Right, so the correlation, I'm sorry, it's my fault. I got lost in the correlation to the game.
Well, here we're saying, well, we're not going to call you married, but we're going
to
give you all the rights
equal access to
that married people have, but we're not going to say that you're married.
Well, on that, the thing is in the context of where it's being issued. I mean, if in the context of government, they should call it a civil union, or they should call it a marriage. And I had, there was a gay comic that I actually had a comedy. It was actually when we were working down in the city, and I you know and
funny we'd come across a gay comic there, Chuck.
Yeah, but you know, but we're having a chat about it, and it's like in the eyes of the government, okay, they should call it marriage, and obviously a civil union where they get all the benefits. If the partner is in the hospital, you make the decisions on whether the you know
sure.
on their care and
that's
stuff like
equal
that.
Equal access to the law,
right?
Yeah.
In the eyes of the church. That's a whole different thing.
Correct.
That's something you got to take up with the Pope when he comes to town.
Yeah, yeah, we'll line right up for that, Joe. That'll be fine.
But you know,
this Pope's supposed to be kind of hip.
I like
this
Pope
guy. Yeah, he's a good dude.
I can't wait. He's a good dude.
We had a couple beers.
I just called the Pope a good dude.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter with me?
No, we like the same bands. I gave him a Maiden T-shirt. No, I call him Frank. He's a good guy.
I just called him the Pope.
No, no, he's gonna come to a Race Odyssey show when he's in town. He told me he's a big fan of the radio show. Likes what we're doing. Good guy, Frank.
Trying to get Chris back in a band.
Yeah, but the compound jacuzzi next week.
He'd love it. Could do baptisms there.
Yeah, sure. No, nobody should dunk their head in that thing.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, shit. I think the Pope's blessing can clean that.
Yeah, nothing.
So then you have Mike Huckabee with a statement, I would go to jail instead of Kim Davis. Couple things there. First, you can't.
Please do.
You can't. You don't get to go to jail for somebody else. And in my mind.
He was irresponsible for saying that.
Well, that's what it is. He's a
He's grandstanding.
In my mind.
Irresponsible.
Nobody here is a big fan of Al Sharpton on this show.
No.
In my mind, he's the televangelist, the right-wing Christians, Al Sharpton.
That's fair.
That's what Huckabee is.
That's
he's
fair.
He's just a big old buffoon.
Yeah, and that, I mean, both him and
Cruz. And this was a political event.
Of course, they're both grandstanding.
Huckabee put it together. That's why Cruz wasn't on the stage.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, from what I understand, Huckabee was disappointed because he was set to visit her before she was released.
Damn it, they foiled me again. I feel oppressed.
So he had the stage. I just visited this poor oppressed woman. He had the whole thing planned out.
I have the Survivor CD. We're playing Eye of the Tiger. I got a whole thing planned up. We got grandpa husband in his best overalls.
Oh, God almighty.
What bothers me the most, and here's where I do feel for conservatives, they're being lumped in with that nonsense.
Well, most of them are standing by it.
Most of them disagree.
Most
of them. I'm sorry. I know. Yeah, I live in New York, and we have a different kind of conservative up here. But most of the conservatives I know find the whole situation ridiculous.
Oh yeah, a lot of people do. But here's the thing with the religious conservatives, in the right wing. There's a comic, young lady, Caitlin Bailey, very very smart. Was a political lobbyist before she got into comedy, and we actually had this discussion.
What a lovely career!
But she'll tell you. Now we had a chat, and I was saying, I don't know why my party is so connected to the right, you know, to the religious right.
That was the
and
Reagan
she
era.
Goes, she goes, they have to be because that's the only base that they have.
But you can't win with it.
What they It's been, and I
we,
said
we
that.
We did. Reagan, that was Reagan's strategy. But at the time, it worked.
It's 30 years ago.
Exactly.
We're less religious now.
Hey, we're older than we think. It was more than 30 years ago.
What's so funny?
It's an inside joke. I'm sorry.
Are you amused? How about you pay attention to this show, stupid?
No, I am. I'm very on point. It's just a quick inside joke. But the thing about it was is that they had that base. It's better to have that base than no base at all. That was her point.
So what you're saying is the Republicans have nothing but wax.
No, the Democrats have theirs too. But what happened, though, Reagan had to figure out a way to get Southern Democrats to vote Republican. You have to remember, after the Civil War, okay, all those good old boys, they were still Democrats. Really.
But this is a losing strategy.
But 30 years later, in the long term. So what Reagan did was, how am I going to get these good old Southern guys vote Republican? You say Republican down south to this day in certain circles, they'll burn a cross on your lawn. Okay? Really?
No, it's festive.
Lincoln was the father of the Republican
father
Party.
Of Republican Party, yes.
Yeah, really. Abraham Lincoln was a father.
I'm sure he's thrilled with Huckabee.
Yeah, so here's Reagan. He wants to be president, and that's what he did. I mean, here we are now, you know, over 30 years later. But that was the strategy, and that's what happened. I mean, the Republican Party was pulled into that.
You know, you do have the option as a human being, as a going, no, I don't like this. You know what? I'm going to win without it.
But there's no, but with the way things are now, with so many people being left wing and liberal, you have to have your base somewhere.
Lousy place to have your base.
Then it's either that or nothing.
Look at the liberal base.
That tells you something. If you have good ideas and you can create jobs and people buy into it, you're going to get some of the center people and the independents and you'll win.
You might.
There are people in the liberal base who don't like that I own a small business. There are people in the liberal base who don't like that I own a home, that I own a gun.
What are you supposed
to
be?
You have to.
What do you mean own a small business? Who's
I'm serious. There are people in the liberal base who do not like that.
Extreme liberalism, that people they want taxes,
yeah,
they don't like small business.
I've never heard somebody go, how dare you own a small business?
They're very anti-business.
I've never heard that.
They're very anti-business. Anti-small business, yeah.
The state should over-regulate and provide for the people.
Yes.
And, you know, so if you go on the opposite end of the radar, and like I said, that everybody's got their nuts, both sides, it's obvious. But, you know, even that guy, he's running with Hillary. Sanders, what's his name?
Barry Sanders?
Yeah, Barry Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
From what I understand, I'm not, yeah, exactly.
Well, Tom's happy. We got a Lions reference.
Yeah, he's a scourge for Democrats. This guy makes, from what I understand, Barack Obama look like Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's a confirmed socialist.
Yeah, right.
That's a problem
exactly.
in this country, man.
It's not when you think about we already have it. We already have it.
But we need to get rid of it.
We really don't.
We don't really have
quasi-socialistic.
Did you get bailed out the way the banks did? Are you too big to fail?
We have it. I understand.
Well, then we have it. At least he's admitting it.
But we're not, for example, we know we're close to Europe in general.
No, we're not. No,
general, that's socialist.
Yeah, but he's not going to go that route.
He's out there.
Yeah, just because you're president doesn't mean you can do everything you want to do.
I've been to Europe. You have filthy rich and everyone else.
We got that here. It's becoming that more and more.
But we still have a middle class.
We still have a middle class.
Shrinking.
It's shrinking, yes, but we still.
And that's the attraction. It's funny, and that's what the attraction of both Sanders and Trump. Because the middle class on the right thinks that Trump's going to change things, and the middle class on the left thinks that Sanders is going to change things. Both are somewhat outsiders. I mean, Sanders has been a senator for a while, but he's an outsider.
All right, but think about what you just said right there. Now, take the Republican Party, and this goes back to the religious right. They're fighting against that, and they have to have a base somewhere, and that's where they're going. I don't agree with it. I think it's killing my party.
You can't win a general election that way.
But you can win the Republican nomination. But
yes.
You see, everybody's got their place to go. Barry Sanders.
His is the NFL Hall of Fame.
All right,
stupid.
We get it.
No, we get it. You don't.
Bernie.
Let's call him Sanders.
One is an old white man. The other was one of the best running backs of all time.
Who would make a great president?
Barry Sanders?
Yes, why not?
I don't know. I don't know his platform.
Barry Sanders or Colonel Sanders?
We went that way a couple of weeks ago.
We did that show as well.
All right, but Bernie Sanders, you have the extreme left, you have Trump, So with that going on, that's where they're going with their base. The standard Republican Party needs that religious, and that really woke me up when Caitlin said that. I mean, it made sense.
It really is true, unfortunately.
Because
it's a necessary evil.
Are you Republican?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and so am I. And I've always had. And I when I did a Republican fundraiser about a year and a half ago, and there was a young lady running for Congress, and I go, when are we going to get off this religious stuff?
Sure.
You've got to start changing this
stuff.
And she goes, I know. You know,
yeah, but that's a Northeast Republican, much different than a Deep South Midwest.
Right.
Fortunately, though, the demographics squished. A lot of people who were in the Northeast now live down South.
You can't win with this.
Can you imagine 30 years ago, 20 years ago, a black candidate for president would win Virginia?
Well, I mean, that's what's wrong with this country
today.
That's what's wrong with it. How did
Carolina,
that happen?
But demographics. No, I'm just saying that's a good thing. I mean,
overall, oh, it's a good thing.
I disagree with the job.
I thought we were all agreeing it's a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing. I'm a registered Republican. I tend to be a little bit, a lot more libertarian in my views, however. But, you know, if you would have told me an African-American candidate could win the state of Virginia, which was the seat of the Confederacy, I would have laughed at you.
Mm.
So demographics are changing. People are moving. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have left the Northeast and have gone down South for job opportunities, cheaper taxes,
et cetera. Right. Are you right?
Yeah,
I would just
go. So you know, things are starting to switch around. And, you know, when we were younger, you followed politics, I'm sure. You know, there was no such thing as a purple state.
No, they didn't have all that clarity.
What's up? You know what the purple state is? People moving around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's how I think the religious right is so desperate. If you look at this woman, like we said at the top, she's been married 4 times. She's had kids of wedlock. They're just trying to get any victory they can. They're desperate.
Attention. Yes.
You know, she's like Kim Kardashian without the looks.
Yeah.
that's what she is. If I'm going to have somebody with annoying, no talent talking on my television, I'd rather she has big tits and they're not saggy. I'm going for Kim.
My disappointment is that Huckabee perpetuating this knucklehead. Because
that's all he's got.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Because Huckabee's
really
a joke. Huckabee is a joke.
He's a good bass player, but.
He seemed like. You know what it was? Last time, he seemed like a nice man when he ran. You know, he had his religious views and whatnot, but he seemed like, well, he seems like a good guy. Now he's ridiculous. Yeah, send me to jail, can we?
But, you know, the funny thing is about it, Joanne and I, in between of arguing how we're going to disperse of our belongings, we actually got a big argument about this because Joanne is extremely Catholic, and she goes, well, I think it's, you know, she shouldn't have jailed. And I told her that she should have been put in jail. She was in contempt of court.
Broke the law.
And I go, and it's separated. No, it's, a, you know, we need to be, no, no, no. And it's just, I don't know why the religious right would rally against something that is so obvious.
It's not obvious to them. It's how they look. You heard it in the name. God's law over man's law.
That's somebody who doesn't understand the concept of church
and
state.
But
there's this myth that's perpetuated by the right. And maybe some on the left. I don't know. Maybe religious
people. Extreme right. Extreme right.
No.
This woman's a Democrat.
No, hold on. That we're a Christian country. We're not a the majority of the people in our country happen to, if they're going to have a faith, that happens to be the Christian religion, but we're not a Christian country. Now they'll say that the law of the land comes from Christo-Judeo beliefs. Yes, but as Joe keeps on pointing out, the forefathers understood the separation between church and state.
Yes, because they saw how back then. How the church manipulated.
That's why
England.
They fled England.
Yeah.
Yes.
How the church manipulated
church persecution.
Stuff.
I mean, they came out of 1,000 years of church persecution.
Yeah, people in the Catholic Church, people go, well, priests don't wed because God doesn't want that. No, priests don't wed because back in medieval times, they were married, and when they were getting divorced or whatever, the woman would get half the church's stuff, and they said, that's got to stop, you know?
And now, let's be honest, little boys are delicious.
Party foul.
Well, you have to say that. You work with them. But me, oh, if I'm going to be a spokesman soon for Subway. Anyway.
You got the eat fresh thing wrong.
Well, somebody is. Anyway.
Funny.
So she's returned to work, as I said at the top, and she's not participating, but these licenses are still being issued. I think it was all for nothing.
What do you mean by that?
She accomplished nothing. I mean, she might become a pundit
on
Fox News.
No, she did accomplish something.
She promoted herself.
Yes. I mean, the dignified thing for her to do is to step down. She obviously can't follow the laws of our nation or her state. Go away. Really.
She accomplished nothing because she didn't have a leg to stand on.
Go work for
there was no basis
people that disagree.
For anything.
Yeah, go work. You know what the majority. I mean, you can see it too. You want to talk about Facebook. You see it too on Facebook. I know Republicans who support this, families who supported the Supreme Court's decision. The good news is, maybe, hopefully it's one thing we can put past us now.
Mm.
You know,
I don't think so.
Really, just let's
go a little deeper with that. Could
let
you imagine?
You know,
what would the public reaction be if this wasn't a Christian woman refusing to do her government elected job? If this was a Muslim woman or man refusing, because the Muslims are not so hot with the homosexuals either.
In Iran, they get hung.
Right, or they throw them off roofs and everything.
Yeah, just a quick thing. Tom wrote, they don't get it, Joe. They're convinced that under God was always in the pledge. They think this is a Christian-based government. I have to give my own family a history lesson on this fact alone. Now, I believe that under God was put into the Pledge of Allegiance under the Eisenhower administration.
We actually talked about this in March in the 50s.
God and trust wasn't always on our money either.
Yeah, so this is something, and the
50s
was
something to weed out the communists. They were trying to weed out the communists. There was fear of communism.
Right, but if you watch Fox News in the morning shows, they make it like. But I'm saying, but people tune in. They listen to the number one news network.
Yes, they are.
You know, cable news. But they are always having these religious stories on these Christian, the war on Christmas and everything. It's the same thing with the war on women. There's no war unless somebody's dying. Unless you were beaten to death with a manger. There's no. War on Christmas.
Well, you got to remember they're trying to sensationalize because they're trying to get viewers.
Correct.
But people believe it as gospel. No pun intended. Steve Doocy said it. It must be true.
Yeah. Well, you're hoping there's a lot of people going, really?
There's not! Because I posted shit on Facebook and I'm not getting really. I'm getting arguments.
It's a divide and conquer strategy that
it's terrible.
Elected officials and the media use. It keeps viewers tuned in, first of all.
Yeah.
It gets people angry, and anger is a great way to get attention.
Yeah,
but works for Joe.
The change throwing and all that.
Look at me. I'm an asshole. Pay attention.
It felt so good.
I wonder if the 7 cents was a nickel and 3 pennies or all pennies. It just would have kept the abuse going on.
I think I gave him over $1.67.
Well, then it's a win for them. The terrorists win, Joe. The terrorists win.
That's funny.
And I'm surprised a Scotchman like you would overpay.
Oh, and that boat? Yeah, with one with a bad temper, and I was worth every penny. Oh, literally.
But back to the question, could you imagine if this was a Muslim person doing this? Well, I think we would hear Sharia laws taking over.
Yeah, it would have been a different spin on it. Yeah, if not the Christians trying to conquer us, it would be the Muslims.
Right. Well, I mean, this wasn't the Christians trying to conquer us. This is like the government is oppressing her. You know that. But if it was a Muslim, it'd be like
different
look,
spin.
Yeah,
they're totally different spin. Yeah,
and people don't get that, Joe.
It depends on if this was the case of a Muslim, a Muslim woman, and this was certain, and she didn't do it for Muslim beliefs. It's still separation of church and state. If you don't like it, you still got to bite the bullet on it. There's things you have to give and take. There are certain things you have to deal with. You know, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing with gay marriage and freedom of speech and all this, where people, and there are some things that you don't like, but you go, I have to agree with this. But
agree to disagree.
But I want the same respect where I have my own freedom of speech,
exactly.
My right to carry a gun, in that thing. And that's why I'm very this is just so blatant. But there are things that I have to bite my lip on.
Absolutely.
Because
I
respect. I
own a gun and there's people who don't want me to have one, and they can go bite.
But those people, people deserve rights. But that's fine. Give it to them. However, I want the same consideration be given back on my freedoms.
You can get married and I can hunt.
Right. Exactly. And that
we're
is,
even.
And you're exactly right. That's the point.
All right, let's now there was a Muslim flight attendant for ExpressJet. She converted to Islam 2 years ago, and she just, quote-unquote, learned that she should not be serving alcohol, because Muslims aren't supposed to drink alcohol. But she's saying, I can't serve alcohol on these flights. This is her story, and then we shall discuss.
Sharice Stanley says she was suspended from her job as a flight attendant because of her religious beliefs. This week, the 40-year-old Michigan woman filed a charge of discrimination against regional airline ExpressJet. The issue, Stanley converted to Islam 2 years ago. She says she only learned recently that her faith prohibits her from serving alcohol. She and the airline did work out an accommodation for 2 months, until she says one of her co-workers filed a complaint against her, saying, quote, she was not fulfilling her duties as a flight attendant by refusing to serve alcohol. 4 weeks later, Stanley's religious accommodation, excluding her from serving alcohol, was revoked by the airline. She was suspended. Her lawyer says her client's, quote, sincerely held religious beliefs should not keep her from being a flight attendant. A spokesman for ExpressJet declined to discuss Stanley's complaint, but in a statement to CNN said, quote, "We embrace and respect the values of all of our team members. We are an equal opportunity employer with a long history of diversity in our workforce." CNN aviation analyst Mary Schiavo says a reasonable accommodation for Stanley may be difficult, given she works for a small airline.
Let's get into that. That would be one hell of a flight if they could.
Oh, that rule. Right on. Here comes Sully. All right. Yeah, baby. Fuck those geese.
All right. What,
wild
what?
Turkey.
That's nice. Was her religious freedom being violated?
No.
She knows the job.
She does know the job. She had the job before she found Allah.
And here's the problem. Towards the end of the story, there was just one flight attendant on these planes. All right? People, if they're serving alcohol on flights, the customers have a right to get served alcohol.
Well, in the past, I guess there was other flight attendants, and they did swap out with her. And they said that she didn't have to serve alcohol. The other flight, her co-workers were hooking her up until one other flight attendant complained.
Right. It's a very tricky thing. The airline should reassign her, but she has to
reassign her to what?
Working as a ticket agent, doing something like that.
It's probably a different pay scale. But, and you know what? The flight attendants do take the tickets in a lot of these airports.
Okay, but that's fine. But still, the job requires you to serve alcohol. If you just discover your religion, if you're at a job or something. Let's say I work for you. And I feel like, you know what, I don't think that martial arts is, a way to teach children and stuff, which is totally, I do, but still, I don't believe, and you're like, all right, teach it, but I don't feel, well, you know what, you suddenly feel this way, this is the job.
Right.
And I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to start teaching yoga because you don't like martial arts anymore.
There has to be a two-way street. Yeah, serving alcohol is part of the job, and your religious beliefs change, or you suddenly that you can't do the job.
Go on.
I'm sorry. In Dubai, alcohol can be served as long as the bar is attached to a hotel or a club.
Mm. Well,
so
I mean,
there are Muslims serving
alcohol. Right.
Exactly. So,
but in the army, you can't drink even if you're on base. You can't have alcohol on base. Like when I was in Iraq and Kuwait, you couldn't have alcohol on base.
Correct.
Dry country.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's certain interpretations within the Islamic faith themselves. Mm. My attitude toward this flight attendant is the same toward the good clerk out in Kentucky. Resign with dignity.
Yeah.
It just, here's the
period.
Thing.
First of all, if she has that strict of an interpretation of Islam, that she can't serve alcohol, and that's fine, with that stringentness also comes, she can't be or be part of that service. She can't even work for a company
that
serves it.
If you decide that this is my religion, these are my religious beliefs, and you have a job that goes against that, it's not up to the job. I mean, if in the situation where there's only one flight attendant, I'm sorry, you have to resign.
Correct.
Do something else. Make it a conscious effort.
Be working for that company.
Yeah.
Her religion, again, they're that strict. She is not to have anything to do with alcohol, making, serving, drinking, what have you.
Yeah.
Move on.
It's part of the job.
Here's where I think society's changed. I think this self-importance that we've talked about, how everybody's a special snowflake and gets to have what they want.
Yes. And everyone's a unique victim.
Exactly. A unique victim, yes. Everybody is a unique victim. That's perfectly. It's changed because I remember growing up, I grew up in an Orthodox Jewish family. I was living underneath my parents' roof. So that meant if I wanted to have a job, and I've worked since I was 13, I could not have a job on Friday evenings the way through Saturday and then the Saturday night. And in the summer, Saturday night ends very late, sundown to sunup. Sundown to sundown. That's what it is. It never crossed my mind that if I wanted to have a job as a waiter, for instance, that I could go into TGI Fridays, for example, and say, I'd love to work here, but I can only do Sundays and Thursdays. Yeah. And here's why.
I can't work, you're too busy, it's nights of the
week. Exactly, because you're oppressing my religious freedom. It never even occurred to me that this was an option.
Nowadays, you could sue.
Nowadays, theoretically, I could say, yes. Well, I want to wear the cool pins at Applebee's. But what do you mean? What do you mean Friday and Saturday nights are your busiest nights? Well, they're pretty darn busy on Thursday and trivia night, too.
Devin, you're a victim, and I'm sure there's a lawyer in New York who could help you.
I'm sure there is. but that's what it is. It never occurred to me that a business would have to accommodate the way they do business just because of my, or in my case, my parents' religious beliefs. No, you know what you do? You become a waiter at a kosher restaurant where they're not open during those hours, or you get another job.
Wasn't there a thing, I touched briefly in business law on it, if you could not sue for discrimination if the job was tailored to do, you know, was specifically tailored to doing something, you know?
Well, apparently that's not the case. I mean, because part of this woman's job is to serve alcohol. Yeah, that's part of the gig.
Or even being on a plane where alcohol is being served.
Parachute woman.
No, I mean, like the war on Hooters. You know,
wait, what now?
It's always being waged. Discrimination. Huh? Telling you, Hooters? The restaurant?
We should go down and investigate.
Well, I'm serious. There's one down in Jersey.
There's more than one.
They're always under attack. Sexist. And it's true. You know, I talk about war on this and war on that.
But nobody's putting a gun to these girls' heads
and
making them walk
How
around.
How far do we go with this?
The woman walked. Let me tell you something. My grandniece works at Hooters out in Colorado.
How come we don't see pictures of her?
Because nobody will see pictures of her under my watch.
You're not a team player.
I know, but I saw like she was, you know, in the Hooters, and I almost jumped the plane to Colorado with a sweater. Throw it over.
Except you're afraid to fly.
Listen, I'm 5'6" of my sneakers.
I won't get a drink. That's the problem. But you know, still, you know, it's like, and I'm saying, and my nephew is former Army and stuff like that. I'm like, I wonder what he thought. You know, but the thing is, she's an adult. You know, make her own decisions. You know, it's you know.
Some people think that's discriminatory and sexist.
Yeah,
though.
But if she, you know, she went in, she filled out a job application, she knew what the outfit was.
Yeah,
she,
exactly.
You know, she's a young adult.
Where does it end? How far does this go?
Yeah,
it can go on. Everybody can. I'm short. If I apply to a restaurant and I notice all the waiters are tall, am I being discriminated against?
You certainly can't serve alcohol off the top shelf.
You know, now they have to bring all that booze down for me, or provide a ladder.
Yep, you're being discriminated against.
I'm a victim.
It gets
you
ridiculous. I mean, especially when it becomes, you know,
what I got no idea.
especially like with fire departments and stuff, where there was cases of the lowering the standards so women can apply.
Yeah,
which is very dangerous. You know, when it comes to a job, in a non-physical job, okay, when a man and a woman can do the job just as well as a man. When it comes to a job where it's physical, a man is stronger than a woman, and there are cases.
Well, there's exceptions.
Well, if there's a woman that's
that's why they shouldn't have touched the standards. If a woman keep the standards the standards.
Yeah,
if a woman can carry 160 pounds of dead weight,
yeah,
she can pull me out of a burning building, or even me. You know, guy, I'm 200 pounds. If a woman can carry me out of a burning building, great. Great.
Yeah, I mean, like Ronda Rousey, holy
cow. she could pull me out of a window any day.
Yeah, yeah. Put you in a headlock, too. You know, but it's still, you know, but that they shouldn't lower standards.
Well, this isn't the same thing.
I understand. That was
standards.
A side conversation. That was a side conversation.
Would you say, like, how far do
we
take
just,
it?
Yeah, it, yeah, we, yeah, we, you know, different. But still, it could go that, you know, if you let this perpetuate, it could go the way we just discussed.
I think actually ExpressJet handled this well. They tried to make an exception for her until the other co-workers started complaining. And I, as a coworker, I probably wouldn't have complained. Because you know what? She probably would have done something for me. Yeah. You know,
well,
you work something.
Muslim, I'd rather have Muhammad Atta run down the aisle than a woman that won't serve drinks.
shoe bomber or the bartender? Let's see.
Go, good. I'll take a Jack Daniels, please. What? No booze?
Before you blow up the plane, can I have a drink, please?
Go down with a nosh and a cocktail, you know?
Dude, you're bad. Dude, Davin, you should have known where this one was going. This wasn't if, it was when.
But it is kind of interesting that the Kim Davis story got so much more attention than this story did. She's been suspended, by the way. She's suspended from ExpressJet.
Yes. Yeah, she's on administrative leave. For a year, and after that year, she's going to be terminated, according to the company policy.
Okay.
She should, you know, she should resign. I mean, you can't work. You can't work.
But
there.
Why didn't the press pick it up? I mean, it's been a little bit. I mean, we got this off ABC, the story that I played. But it really hasn't made the headlines.
Well, because the press didn't pick it. The press didn't pick it up because the woman is Muslim, and the only people that would get behind the press would be the religious right, and they're certainly not going to get behind that.
But see,
this day and age, it's easy to get mad at a Muslim. It really is. It's a sad thing to say, but it's the truth, Devin.
But then doesn't this show the inconsistency of the Huckabees, the Santorums,
absolutely.
And the Cruises absolutely. Of the world?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And everybody knows that because
well, I don't think everybody does.
Well, no, the press knows that because they knew that it wouldn't be much of a story and they wouldn't get momentum on the story if they went around that flight attendant. They sure knew that getting around this woman for not issuing gay marriage licenses would be a big thing. I mean, we're very driven by what the media dictates to us.
Hate selecting. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Who do you want to hate? You know, really.
I have a list.
Who is it easy to hate?
Joe.
You got to remember.
Is that a choice?
You're such an asshole. You sit.
There, I don't throw change at people.
No, but you make this point. Remark and you sit there and then you go, Joe, you really? You just ruined everything you said a minute and a half ago. Just gone. You're an asshole.
Again, are you new? I never said I
walked away from that. Go, very good point. And then you make it, Joe, I'm like, really, really, really?
I never said I'm a good person. I just said I'm less despicable than you. I have never thrown change at a gas attendant.
You will if you get great. Let me tell you something. Someone opens your car and tries to grab you out of it. You'll be hurling change or fists.
Well, I doubt it, but that's,
yeah, I don't think so.
Well, we leave that to more of a Joe thing.
Yeah, that's a Joe thing. Yeah. Really, you.
And no pun intended, you've coined that one.
Yeah.
It's a Joe thing. It's like male Pip over there with these puns.
Nice.
All right. So,
if you also look at the crowd that Huckabee's pandering to, do you really think they give a rat's ass about Muslim women?
But that's what I'm just pointing.
You know,
but
it's
we
true.
Need people like me, and this should be in the press. Why do I have to bring up the point?
Because
why isn't anybody going on TV? Go, hey, Mike, why aren't you down there?
And you want to know something? It's because if you did, you get hauled upstairs and go, why are you making a big deal out of the story? We're getting no ratings on it. No one's
exactly.
going to rally behind
it. Doesn't
the
help.
Why isn't MSNBC holding Huckabee to the fire?
Because it's good. Once again, even MSNBC knows that if it's going against a Muslim, then there's not going to be
yes.
much there.
And not only that, I even think even the liberal networks realize that this story regarding the flight attendant really has no long-term traction.
You know what?
Traction.
I
want to
stop.
It's got no long-term traction.
I want to stop the show right
you
now.
You usually do.
I don't want to discuss anything more. What I want to do, I want to talk about daffodils and how many varieties of daffodils there are. Would you want to talk about daffodils right now?
No. You lead. We'll follow. Go
no,
ahead.
I want to talk. And you know why you're reacting like that? Because
no,
nobody would give a shit.
I'm not reacting.
I'm waiting for
the
daffodils.
I'm waiting for the daffodil
because
story.
Because we're not going to, because the chat doesn't want to talk about it.
No. We all support this next 10 minutes that you are going to dedicate to daffodils.
I can't support that because everybody knows it's mum season.
Yeah.
It is mum season.
Mum season.
Mum
season.
Flower.
But
he's right.
But you know,
no.
You're putting me under the hot seat because you know I'm talking about a topic that nobody can care less. That's not
I'm supporting this.
No, you're not. You're doing it.
Didn't I just say, Russ? Did I say, please, take the next 10 minutes?
It correlates to my point that they're not going to talk about the Muslim issue because it's not going to interest people.
You don't know about daffodils, do you? You don't know. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. You are listening to
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.